We are back on the air. We are radio entrepreneurs, and for all of 2017, like 16, we're talking entrepreneurs every day of the week. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show. My co-host is the very talented marketer, David Soper.
Hey, David Soper from Wicked Local Marketing here. Happy New Year to you, Jeff.
Happy New Year to you, David. Did you have a good New Year?
I did. I had a great New Year. I had a great Christmas break. I did some traveling. It was very nice.
It's nice to get away, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
You noticed I got away, too.
Yeah, you did. You look very tan.
I changed the color of my skin.
Yeah, you did. Either in a tanning bed or you went south. Yeah. Probably south, knowing you.
Yeah, my dog and I, we were on the beach together.
My dog and I. Yeah, no wife.
There's pictures. Pictures on Facebook. Me and my doggy. Our next guest, sorry to have to bring down the quality by my personal stories, Brian McDonald from National Braille Press. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You have a very robust website. Why don't you tell us about the business?
Well, this is actually our 90th anniversary coming on St. Patrick's Day of this year. We've been around for quite a while. National Braille Press is a nonprofit Braille publisher of everything you can imagine in Braille. Books, magazines, yeah. Newspapers. We do B2B work, menus for Starbucks nationally, Wendy's, legal seafood. But we also do the important work of Braille literacy. Educational materials, books from kindergarten through Harvard Law School, Common Core tests, SATs, ACTs, standardized tests, including tactile graphics, raised images of photos and bar charts and line curves so that a blind student can take a test the same way as a sighted person.
Interesting. So go ahead, Jeffrey.
Well, I'm wondering about the whole origins of National Braille Press because they're 90 years and such a robust organization, there must be a story that goes with the whole creation of the organization.
There is. We were founded from a blind Italian immigrant named Francis Girardi, who was literally a shoeshine boy on the streets of Boston. And one of his customers was a trustee of the Perkins School for the Blind. And he sponsored Francis to get educated. And he went to Perkins and graduated from high school. And he graduated right when World War I ended. And he realized that blind people never got information that was accurate. It was always second and third hand. And his goal was to make a first newspaper for the blind, a Braille newspaper. So from 1918, it took him 9 years to raise the funds to finally get that underway. But we opened in 1927.
Wow.
Is it a nonprofit?
It is a nonprofit. We're not in the newspaper business anymore. But Francis originally wanted it for Boston community to have a newspaper. And it took off. It became nationally, but also every English-speaking country in the world wanted our newspaper. And that's how we started, but we've since evolved, as I described, in a lot of different ways.
Has social marketing changed your product delivery?
Well, we're doing an awful lot of social marketing now, as everyone is, to survive today and to get the word
David's
out.
David's the big expert.
Yes, I understand that. But it's critical, and we're growing. We're working on all of our Twitters and Instagrams and Facebook and LinkedIn and all the areas you need to. And we do update our website every week, with new products and new ideas or information for the blind community. So we're very active in that area.
So how are you bridging the gap for your audience?
Well, our audience is no different from sighted people as well. We have elderly people that are very good at Braille, but they don't have all the computer skills of young people today. But we also have young children that are born blind or are losing their vision, and we want them to know all the technical skills as well. So our books are very broad. We produce our own books, too, from blind authors. So we do a lot of books on technologies, as you can imagine, how to use iOS 10, how to take pictures on an iPhone, how to use an iPad. But we also do books on travel and leisure and cooking and all the regular stuff that blind people want to hear about and politics and everything.
So tell me, this is such a niche business. Tell me, what are the statistics for blind folks out there? This is like a subgroup within a subgroup almost.
It's a small part of our population, and it's pretty much worldwide similarities. It's not, it doesn't cross race or genders or anything like that. Roughly one half of 1% of our population is blind in America. 1.5 million people, roughly. Now, if you add low vision, because definitions change, legally blind versus totally blind, but there's around 10 million vision impaired and blind in the U.S.
So it's interesting. How do you become scalable and profitable? Or I know you're a nonprofit, but how do you, with, in other words, you've got a college student coming in and he needs books, and then you've got a 7-year-old or a 6-year-old that needs a book.
Right.
I mean, how does the technicalities of trying to make something like that scalable in the business world? And I know you're not trying to make a profit, but
yeah.
How do you help me understand?
No, it's very challenging, and that's what we have a fundraising department for. But some of the work is done through the U.S. Department of Ed and filtered down to the state departments of ed, especially textbooks, for instance. And yes, it is a unique market. You might have one fifth grader in one county that's blind and needs a math book. But we also have a really good network across the country of pooled books that have been done in the past, so that you can look at this repository to see if it's been done already. So we work with the whole community of the blindness community of all states.
Wow,
so
interesting.
It's, you have to work with those economies of scale.
Tell us about the Touch of Genius Award.
That's a great award funded by a private family foundation called the Gibney Family Foundation. And we do it every year. This is our ninth year. And we focus on tactile literacy. It doesn't have to be Braille per se, but relating to tactile in some capacity. It could be electronic consumer device, like a Braille tablet for the blind, there's such a thing called refreshable Braille, where pins move up and down so that you can read Braille constantly versus a static paper that's just printed.
Wow.
But also other inventions, you know, that could be helping visually impaired people. And we've had sometimes 15, 20 candidates a year that apply from all over the world, not just in America. And we give out the award sometimes at a conference called CSUN. It's a very famous accessible technology conference in California that goes every year. So we have a reception there and give it out. But it does two things. From an entrepreneurial point of view, which this show is clearly about, I created a Center for Braille Innovation to leverage future technologies and emerging technologies, how it can better the benefit of Braille and Braille learning or production or equipment or consumer electronics. And sometimes these people that apply become partners with us in ways that we can benefit from that.
Interesting.
Now, fundraising, I'm looking at your website. It's quite, you have many ways of doing fundraising. Why don't you talk to us about that?
Yes. Well, we have our big annual event is a gala that we do every year called A Million Laughs for Literacy. And we've had many comedians.
A Million Laughs?
Laughs for Literacy. We have a comedian who does during dinner hour, a 30-minute program. And we've had a lot of famous comedians. We've had Jay Leno, Howie Mandel, Dana Carvey, Lily Tomlin, and local ones like Jimmy Tingle.
You put my name on that list.
Yeah, we'll get your card afterward. But that's our biggest fundraiser every year that raises quite a bit of money. But we certainly do the traditional stuff. We do direct mail. We have a fairly large customer base, but also donor base of corporations as well as individuals. And we do campaigns during the year and sometimes smaller events in the regions to raise money as well.
So what do we see in 2017? Are there going to be a lot of changes?
Well, I think the main thing, this past year we launched a product which is one of these refreshable Braille tablets for the blind. We created our own. They've been around for 25 years. It's not a brand new idea, but they average $5,000 to $10,000 each, and most blind people can't afford that unless a company pays for it or a rich school system. So when I first came to National Braille Press, I founded the Center for Braille Innovation to look at ways to counter that. And we've been developing it for many years and raising money separately for that alone. And we launched it this past year. So we're going to do a lot more development with that this year and expand it more. And it's doing well. We have a lot of people buying them. But instead of $5,000 to $10,000, it's still a lot of money. It's $2,500. But we're looking to change the technology within it to make it come much, much lower in price in the future. So,
interesting.
How exciting. If somebody wants to find or get involved, or I'm sure you have volunteers, or donate to National Braille Press, how would they find you?
Well, our website is obviously convenient. It's just NBP National Braille Press and NovemberBoyPaul.org. And you can click right on that homepage. You'll see places where you can find all kinds of information about fundraising and being involved. We have a lot of corporations that every month they help put books together for us and do a lot of activities. And we also do public tours. So any individuals, schools come, but even a family or individual wants to have a tour, we do that every week. So people can come see how Braille's made. It's quite fascinating.
Huh.
Great. So. Well, thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Wish you continued success, and maybe you'll come back again before your gala, and we'll remind people about it and promote it to the community.
Thanks very much.